bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. And we've got a special prize for the first 30 Commanders fans in the building today. You're going to get a free Commanders rally towel. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. That was the motto for Dan Quinn's 2024 Commanders. What's going to be the motto for 2025? We welcome in Michael Phillips right now from MP on the mic. What's up, Michael?
Let's go score a lot of points.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You bring a crowd out here. Spider John came.
Love Spider John.
I love Spider John.
I love a diehard listener like that who came on down and gave me a VCU mug here that he says is from the 80s, right? He
said executive MBA?
Yeah.
Oh,
something
okay.
That I do not have.
Same here, yeah. I got my bachelor's degree, can't drink out of that cup, but that's all right.
So, Commander's Corner with MP and AWOD. Let's break down the 2025 NFL draft picks, and I think we work our way back towards the first round. Let's start with round 7, Jacory Kroski-Merritt, the running back out of Arizona. The highlights are pretty special, right? I mean, they show this kid breaking tackles, does have the home run ball, right, can break away, and certainly played special teams as well in college.
And he's such an unknown, right, because he played one game last season. So I'm always excited to open the mystery box. You know that.
Right? That is the prototypical, now that's what you're getting with the college transfer portal, right? This kid played one game in Arizona. Before that, he was at New Mexico,
yeah,
and where he was a stud, so yeah, much so that Arizona wanted him and paid for him, but then he ended up playing only one game.
Couldn't have him. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they paid. They just couldn't have him. Yeah, that is the portal world, too, now. We want our money back. No refunds, no exchanges. I'm excited to see because he's got speed and power. I'd say those are the two main boxes I try to check in a running back.
Yeah.
Certainly there's the potential there. The fact that he didn't play last season and also wasn't injured tells me he's probably fresh. That could be a good thing. I'm calling it right now, April 28th, 2025. He is our preseason all-star.
Ooh, okay.
There's always a
but
guy.
But does he make the roster?
No, but there's always a guy in the preseason. Lake C. Strunk, you know.
Yeah,
Ross, the receiver?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot his first name.
But then there was another receiver, too, that everybody liked. Kelvin Harmon,
preseason all-star. Jimmy Moreland, the people's corner.
Yeah.
Big preseason all-star. This is my guy this year, JCM. Preseason all-star, doesn't make the team, hangs out in the practice.
Yeah, I do think that the cool thing about his highlights is he really does cut past people without really changing speeds that much, right? He can kind of make a guy miss and keep going. That certainly feels like a skill that will translate to the NFL. I told you, I don't know much about the linebacker out of UCLA, Kane Medrano, but CBS Sports gave us an A- for that draft pick.
Well, I like an A-. That's pretty good. I don't have a VCU MBA, but back when I was in school, I was a big fan of the A-. He's a tweener, right? He's a little bit of a safety. He's also a linebacker. They had to do something at linebacker. I mean, my goodness. You've got Bobby Wagner, We're all glad they got Bobby Wagner. And there's a drop-off right after Bobby Wagner.
I think one of the biggest storylines from...
Obviously, Frankie Luvu's going to keep dominating. I don't mean to leave him out. But
yeah.
There's a depth issue there.
And I think one of the biggest storylines from this draft I'm realizing is Adam Peters stands by his guys.
Yeah.
If his scouts say they like a guy, he ends up drafting them. And I saw he was on the phone with Kane Medrano. Hey, I'm a former Bruin. We got a former Bruin.
Yep.
And so I think this came down to one of their linebacker scouts said, I really like this guy.
That's a Javon Kinlaw story, too. I mean, if he loves you, he loves you for good.
Yep.
Don't cross him, and you'll be all right long-term hanging out with Adam Peters. I'm excited to see what he develops into. I'm a little hesitant because those tweener guys, it's tough out there. Nobody's going to design a defense for a late-round selection. You got to fit in. I don't know that he fits in. That's my question mark here, but he's certainly going to get opportunities because they got, as mentioned, big-time depth issues.
So let me ask you this right now. We've got three picks we haven't broken down. Jalen Lane, Amos, and Connerly, they're all in the top 130.
Yeah.
Is this still a successful draft if those two others that we just mentioned don't even make the roster?
If the first three hit, but those don't? Yeah. Yeah, if you get three good, and I keep saying this, but they got Deebo Samuel in this draft. They got Laremy Tunsil in this draft, right? So their success this season also factors in. If Marshawn Lattimore bombs, that counts against this year's draft because you used a pick that you could have gotten to get somebody.
And I also think this year's draft includes last year's drafts of Brandon Coleman, Ben Sennett, Luke McCaffrey. You need something from those guys on the field. Let's get to round four, pick 128. Out of Virginia Tech, Jalen Lane.
Okay.
We saw him with the massive punt return in the Marshall game. He continued to be a special team star throughout the season, a big yak guy, yards after catch. Now, this was not a great season for Virginia Tech offensively and even defensively, but Jalen Lane and Bashaul Tootin were the two that stood out, and Lane's coming to Washington.
I can't imagine getting a better phone call than, hey, do you want to come play with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin? Like, if you're a receiver, what more could you do? You're going to learn from Terry how to be a pro. Terry is the ultimate pro. You know, he'll be a great mentor. You're going to drop into a great situation there. But also, you got a quarterback who can really deal. He's walking into a great situation. I keep emphasizing the special teams value
here,
though. If you're going to have kickoffs more regularly, and obviously you're going to have some punts, you need a good returner in the modern NFL. I just don't think they have one on the roster right now until this pick.
Yeah, I don't think they drafted Jalen Lane thinking he's going to catch 50 passes this year. Even when they got to him on the phone, they said, hey, we know how great of a punt returner you are. This was the special teams draft pick. This was, hey, you can play wide receiver, and we'd love to throw you a couple screen passes like De'Ami Brown. We're going to need a speed demon to replace him, but this is, you're now ahead of Jameson Crowder at punt returner.
Yep.
You're now ahead of Austin Eckler at kick returner. This is, like you said, dynamic kickoffs are here to stay, and this is, we need a game changer in terms of punt returners.
Absolutely. Great value, and you know, I think Noah Brown's probably your opening day starter at wide receiver too, but I think he'll get snaps. I don't think it'll be just special teams. I think he'll have some packages and some opportunities.
I know people are hoping instead of Noah Brown, maybe it's Luke McCaffrey, right? I mean, you'd love for him to pop this offseason with OTAs and training camp.
Noah Brown makes the roster, yes or no?
Yes.
I agree. Luke McCaffrey makes the roster?
Yes.
Yeah.
KJ Osborne? No. Michael Gallup? No.
Where is the Michael Gallup love coming from? It's not me. I promise it wasn't me.
I don't know. Because here's the thing, and my friends and I all agree on this. At one point in time, he was the better wide receiver than De'Ami Brown.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the thought is here, I think, is can we get him to be as good as he was, which is an upgrade over De'Ami Brown.
How long ago was he that good?
3 years ago?
Maybe. Five? 5 years ago?
All right, second round, pick number 61 overall. To a lot of people, this was their favorite pick of the draft for Commanders Nation here. Trey Amos, cornerback out of Ole Miss. I think it needs to be said, he played for Alabama the year before that. Saban recruited him his final year at Alabama, part of the transfer portal, a guy that worked his way up to Alabama. The only reason he left Alabama is because Saban retired. He goes to Ole Miss and had a really good season, but I see an Alabama product here at cornerback. I wanted to mention that.
Lane Kiffin's an Alabama guy, basically.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, he came up in that style, coached with Saban for a little while. How are we going to get a better corner at 61 than we got in the 20s with Emmanuel Forbes? Come on now. I mean, if that just doesn't show you what we've been through around here, I don't know what does. And Forbes may have been there that late, too.
Like, right.
I think back to some of these Ron picks, right? I think Jamin Davis was probably the example that I like. Nobody was trying to draft that guy back at that spot.
That's the thing, is that it just feels already like Amos is set up for more success than Forbes was when he was drafted. There were all these question marks about him being too skinny.
Yeah, and Amos can play outside. That's important here, right? We got too many inside guys. It was time to get an outside guy as well. You know, I've got big Marshawn Lattimore questions, so to fill out the depth on the outside, I think, is a very nice selection.
And in the first round,
need and fit.
They did not trade back, surprising me for sure, and a lot of Commanders fans.
They wanted to.
They wanted to. And, Michael, I almost think that there was talk around the NFL, don't let Washington trade back and win the trade. I almost think, like, general managers were told by their owners, if you're going to trade with Washington, you're not freaking losing that or you're losing your job.
Yeah, it's funny that, I mean, the Eagles have that reputation too, and yet we got him for Jahan Dotson, so that was nice. I think once the Giants made their move, just nobody felt the urgency anymore. And, you know, as we've now know, nobody was coming in to get Shedeur Sanders in the first round, right? Like, that was when the Giants traded in and didn't take Shedeur, it was a little bit like, ooh, somebody come get him. Not only was nobody going to come get him, nobody was going to come get him on day two either. I just don't think the market ever materialized. They definitely wanted to trade back.
I also think that Atlanta screwed us, trading up to get James Pierce Jr.
Yes.
I think that was a target for Washington.
Yes.
I think that changed the Ravens pick as well. Then they go Malachi Starks, who probably could have been a Commander as well. So the way the board fell to Washington, it just made all the sense in the world to go offensive line. Josh Connerly Jr., your breakdown, Michael.
And we played the Cooley breakdown on my show because I love listening to Cooley break these guys down. Great footwork, great strength, 1,007 pass blocking snaps over the last 2 years at Oregon, 2 sacks allowed. I mean, not just production. Production in the Big Ten, production in big moments against good teams, right? This isn't a guy who just dominated Maryland, although he did dominate Maryland. He also dominated Penn State. He also dominated Abdul Carter in the Big Ten title game, right? So I love seeing production on a big stage, and you've certainly got that here.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Peters kept talking about I forget the term he used, but how did they do against other guys that were going to go high in the NFL draft?
Yep.
Is the term he kept talking about, and Connerly Jr. scored so well there because of the way he played against Abdul Carter. I just think there's a lot of excitement for the fact that now you have an offensive line that's just massively upgraded. I mean, it's just – now, the goal for Connerly Jr. I don't think should be starting week one over Andrew Wiley. You want – eventually you overtake him. We're not going to put it on him to be the starter week one. I think the goal is, by January, your offensive line is Tunsil, Coleman, Biotis, Cosme, Connerly Jr., and that would be almost like a Pro Bowl-level offensive line.
Interesting. I think I'm starting him week one, if he's what I think he is. I think he's ready to go. That's what training camp's for. Neither of us know. You're right, though. You know, if in training camp it looks like he could use some snaps, you've got the depth to give him those snaps.
I was told Wiley was better than my eyes perceived him to be. That's what I was told by several NFL insiders.
Yeah, and maybe that means he starts at instead of Allegretti, right?
Okay,
Maybe that means you shuffle it around that direction. I kind of like Allegretti, though.
I mean, they're both Super Bowl champions. Right?
They got rings. Yeah. They're not nobodies. I love the depth. If we're ranking positions on this team, obviously quarterback's one. I think O-line's number two now, right?
It's up there. It's certainly up there, if not linebacker.
It's
right?
A really good position. Yeah.
Michael just got his burger. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. Stubb tells me we got a special guest who has just called in here on line one. It is my dad, AWOD's dad, on line one. What's going on, Dad? Mike,
Well, this is a historic day, and I had to chime in.
So I was telling the audience, we went to one or two Redskins games at RFK, but more DC United and Washington Nationals. But what was it like in the late 80s and early 90s when RFK was rocking every single weekend?
It was... You were rocking. I mean, the seats did bounce up and down. But I had a friend who actually had a box, and the box was all concrete. It was like, really, you didn't want to pay extra money for that special box. But anyway, I think that it's just amazing to think of everything that's... I'm a half a block away from the Metro going to the Nats game, thinking about the Nats getting better, thinking about the Capitals and how... You know, they could win a Stanley Cup, and the basketball, maybe a first pick. And now, you know, with everything going on with the Commanders, and, you know, it's just a win. It's just a fantastic day.
Absolutely. So, Dad, you're a D.C. area tour guide, and they announced a $2.7 billion investment, the single largest private investment in D.C.'s history. What can you tell us about what it looks like in the area around RFK right now? They've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, it's not an area where you really want to hang out, but think about where the National Stadium was, or is.
Yeah.
Where it was not a great part of town. And now, you know, it's got condos, it's got Department of Transportation, it's got, you know, 160 restaurants, it's got the beautiful walk. And the walk will continue along the Anacostia, and they'll build up. I mean, it just sounds unbelievable in terms of putting in more housing for public housing kind of stuff, too, and then condos and restaurants and, you know, the whole thing. And I love the fact that the city is not going to have to pay that much. And the owners are putting in, what, $2.7 billion? And it's just...
Yeah.
I think it's great. And the thing is, I'm about to hop onto a Metro. I can hop onto a Metro and get off and, you know, go to a game in 4 or 5 years. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So, Dad, I don't know if the audience cares about this, but I want to know, did the deal today make you think at all about season tickets? We paid for 17 years. You paid for 17 years to take me to games. Did this deal today make you want to get season tickets again?
Well, if I had from you that you're going to come to most of the games, then it is a possibility, definitely. Yeah, I mean, It's just amazing, and you know what it's going to do. And as somebody that drives around the city, you have another great area. It's great. And the other thing is that, think about this: the best rock bands in the country come, and you got 65,000 seats with a retractable glass dome. I mean, you could have not only the Super Bowl, but the best of everything.
I mean,
with entertainment.
They said they want to have 100-plus events there. When they made the announcement, they had a giant photo of Taylor Swift. Well, I know you'll go there if they have Bruce Springsteen. They want to do Premier League soccer, USA soccer, WWF wrestling, college football playoffs, UFC, the NFL draft, the Final Four. I'm so excited for all these national events to finally come to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Think about, like, Syracuse University. How they don't they hold, like, 50, 60,000 there?
And we'd be
able to have a final. Yeah. I mean, think about that for the Final Four. Super
Bowl.
Awesome. I think this is great news. I saw it in the Washington Post this morning, and then I heard the live interview. And, I'm glad you're having a bit of a party there today, too. That sounds great.
Absolutely.
I wish I was there.
Thanks. I know. I'll save you a beer. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond on line two. What's up, Kevin? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Awad, thanks for taking my call, man. It's a great day. It's a great Monday.
Yeah, sorry my dad stole your thunder. Good luck trying to beat that call.
That's hilarious. I know. I was just sitting here listening, like, the perfect guy to call in now. He knows so much about D.C. Like, he was like, there's going to be 160 apartment buildings knocked in. I'm like, he already knows. What info can I give besides joy?
So we'll talk about the stadium deal later. I want to get your take, Kevin, on the draft picks. My producer says you love the picks.
I did, and, you know, I think with, like, after the weekend, you have to sit with it after a while, and I think what Adam Peters did, I called in a couple of days ago kind of talking about it, but even with, like, they kept continually doubling down with what they were doing, and with, you know, Jalen Lane, like, they got a wide receiver, but they also got a punt returner. Every single move they make affected two or three positions. So I think if you're, like, still whining and complaining about the DN not getting one, I think, you know, you don't really see the full picture. I think the offensive line got bolstered up.
Yeah, explain to me the every pick helping in two positions. Explain to me what you mean there.
Yes, my apologies. I called in over the weekend, and I was trying to explain how the offensive line of Connolly Jr., you know, we don't even really know what position he is. They just call him a tackle. Is he going to go at right tackle? Is he going to go at right guard? Is he going to go at left guard? We can put him anywhere right now, right? Trey Amos, when we set him, we're able to move Mikey Samrasil to the nickel corner. He'd been playing outside all last year. He did an amazing job, but everybody who sees him play football knows that he's an inside nickel. He should not be playing on the outside. Trey Amos moves him. He moves to that position. Two positions affected. And then with Jalen Lane coming in, the speedster, I even heard Mel Kiper saying he was like the best punt returner in the draft. We got already a punt returner, maybe a kick returner, and then our third or fourth wide receiver.
I think that's a great point. I totally agree with you. Like, Connolly Jr., I really do think that helps the development of Brandon Coleman, right? I think it could be a competition between those two for who starts at right tackle. Then you have Trey Amos. Absolutely makes Mikey Samrasil's life easier. And Jalen Lane, I think that's not just punt returner. It could be kick returner as well with the dynamic kickoffs. Are you expecting anything out of the linebacker out of UCLA or the running back we drafted in the seventh round?
It was kind of funny. With the Medrano pick, the UCLA linebacker, something to me, and I hate to say it, kind of just how fast he was, reminded me a little bit of a late-round Troy Apke. I really hope that's not who we're getting here, but I just got flashes of Troy Apke in my head of how much they loved him. He's the fastest linebacker. I don't know. I mean, it's a sixth and a seventh-round flyer, so if we can get anything out of it, I'll be happy.
And then the stadium deal, why we have you, Kevin. Are you fired up?
I'm pumped. I just think, you know, finally we live near a city that's going to have four teams all in the perimeters of it playing in that city. You know, so many cities only have one or two teams. We have four, but we never had four inside the city. Go into a game on a Sunday at 1, you know, if they win and then you're able to stay out in the bars in the city until like 5 or 6 watching the other games, I just feel like it would be the most amazing thing you can do on the weekends during football season in D.C.
Yeah, and the team belongs in RFK. That's where they had their most success. We got to get back there. And Josh Harris with a real commitment and that $2.7 billion investment. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and now very excited to bring in a special guest, hosting weekdays on the Team 980, former Commanders beat writer Craig Hoffman on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, Craig?
What's up, Adam? How are you, man?
We are overwhelmed with topics to talk about today, but you know, I asked my guest this. What do you think the fans want to hear us talk about right now? Is it the stadium deal in RFK or the 5 picks they made over the weekend?
That's a great question, and I'm trying to figure that out before 4 o'clock when my show starts. And hilariously, Adam, I spent my morning at Mystics Media Day, so I'm having to like flip the switch because I spent the morning talking to Sonia Citron and Kiki Iriafin and Ali Edwards and Shakir Austin. So it's been an extra plentiful bevy of topics for me today, but I'm prepared to go in either direction. I probably feel a little more prepared for the draft, still catching up on all the RFK stuff, so I'll follow your lead, sir.
So we just had a caller who I thought made a really good point. He thinks that with Adam Peters' first 3 selections, you kind of affected multiple positions. With the Connerly pick, he was saying, well, now that helps with Brandon Coleman. Amos helps with Sainer still. Jalen Lane, he could play wide receiver and special teams. What do you think about those 3 picks?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, like, they have visions for these guys, and I think that also included visions for the guys they had last year, and, you know, maybe some of those visions have changed, I think positively and negatively. Clearly, they wanted Brandon Coleman to get a shot at tackle. They liked enough what they saw there to be like, he's probably going to be our right tackle moving forward, and then all of a sudden, Josh Connerly is available, and it's like, oh, sick, let's move him to guard. Presuming that's what's going to happen. They'll let those guys compete. I presume that Connerly will win the right tackle job, and Brandon Coleman is going to get to go play left guard next to Laremy Tunsil for hopefully, you know, the next 5 years, and both of them can play at a high level. I think definitely Sainer still, the plan was to cross-train him outside, but to have him ultimately be an interior nickel player. And the way free agency rolled and the way some, you know, obviously the outside corner position went last year, they were like, wow, this guy actually can play outside. And they were going to go into this year with him on the outside and Jonathan Jones on the inside. And then Trey Amos was available, who they never thought would be available at 61. And it lets you do the thing with Sainer still that you want. And then Lane, I mean, Lane's a little bit of a different case, I think, just because like he's a wide receiver gadget guy who's going to continue to develop a receiver, and he'll play like he'll be your kick returner, your punt returner specifically. And I don't know how much that affects anything else other than, you know, you don't have to go do the Jamison Crowder thing again. And I love JMO, so I'm all for always doing the Jamison Crowder thing. But, like, you've got some more pop on your return game, and it gives you a little more freedom there and some different options. It also gives you a backup for Debo. If you're going to have spend all this time installing the Debo package of plays, what happens if Debo has to miss a week? Well, now we just run some of that same stuff for Jalen Lane, and we have some options. So I definitely like what they did. I think the first 2 picks probably hit more than the 3rd one in the way that caller described, but they're all good picks, all good things.
Yeah, it was not a fun season to cover Virginia Tech Hokies, but Jalen Lane was certainly one of the biggest bright spots. I mean, just he's a special team star and a yak guy, really shifty. Get him the ball in open space, he'll make people miss. Let's go back to the offensive line, and maybe we ask you this, Craig. How would you rank the offensive line that started week one last year, and how would you rank the offensive line that you presume will start week one this year?
It's a good question. It's hard to answer because, you know, these guys are still young, right? So Connerly, I think, ultimately will be better than, say, what Andrew Wiley was last year. But week one, Andrew Wiley might be the better NFL football player because Josh Connerly never played an NFL game. So last year, like, 6 out of 10. Like, it wasn't the 2 that people thought it was, but it also wasn't good. You know, Nick Allegretti wound up leaving a lot to be desired. Coleman, you know, I guess, you know, if we're going real technical, right, Cornelius Lucas started week one last year. But I think this year, like, Laremy Tunsil, massive upgrade. You go from a swing tackle backup guy in Lucas or a rookie in Coleman to arguably the best left tackle in all of football. That's worth at least a point or two on its own. You know, if Coleman can be a good guard, like, that's worth a significant amount of points over Allegretti. Biotish is Biotish. You know, you take a hit because you're going to be playing either probably Allegretti or Andrew Wiley maybe at right guard in place of Sam Cosmi because he's not going to be back. But long term, that Cosmi is an all-pro or all, you know, Pro Bowl-level guy. And then at right tackle, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Connerly is, but I anticipate him being really good. So, you know, long term, once everybody's healthy and got a little experience under their belt, like, that could be an 8 or a 9 offensive line. Like, they could be really, really, really good.
I love to hear that, Craig. And it feels like the correct way I should have asked that question was week one of last year versus who we expect to play January of this year, because you're right.
Right.
You know, Connerly's going to take him some time, but I think by January, Cosmi will be back. Connerly could be starting. Coleman, Biotis, and Laremy Tunsil, you're talking about a legit offensive line. Craig, can you kind of chime in on...
Well, real quick, Adam, if I could. Also, think of the depth. Like, guys that were backups or starters are now backups. Like, Allegretti and Wiley probably are going to make the team. Those are your backups? Like, that's the other thing, because when you talk about January, the chances that you get through the season with all five, like, that's hard to do in the NFL. But now you have real quality depth, and that's where great teams are made.
Yep, and then Craig's speculating on Cliff Kingsbury leaving that note for Adam Peters here. I mean, look, I think a lot of people could have thought that Cliff wanted another wide receiver or a star running back. He wants offensive line. Kind of makes me feel like he was tired of having all these guys chip before they ran their routes.
For sure. I mean, Cliff, the lack of offensive line talent made Cliff's job a lot harder last year. And he did a remarkable job game planning around the lack of talent. And again, was the lack of talent as severe as, you know, it was 2 years ago, or was made to look 2 years ago? Absolutely not. This wasn't the worst offensive line of the NFL, but like, being average means you have to chip. You have to be creative. There's, you know, limited amount of drop back. There's just stuff you can't do. And that's not to mention the struggles that they had later in the year running the football. And so now you have some real, real grinders. You have guys that are great. I mean, that's Tunsil. Tunsil's good in the run game. Tunsil's great as a pass blocker. And to know, like, we basically never have to chip on with our left tackle. We just leave him on an island, we're good. It opens up the amount of stuff you can do in the pass game because you have different protection calls available to you. You have, you know, extra, I mean, on a baseline level, like you just said, you know, if each guy, there's only five eligibles on a play. So if you have to have a guy stay in, you're at 80% of your capacity. You have two guys that chip, you're starting each play with 60% of your receivers. Like, I'm not great at math, Adam, but that's not good. Give me 100%. And so that's going to allow this offense that to just do a lot more stuff. And obviously, as an offensive coordinator, the exciting is the one who designs and implements the stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to help Jaden, you know, release the ball quicker, do some more dump-offs into the flat rather than squeezing it downfield, because guys are running actual routes rather than chipping and then going out to run their route. Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Craig, let's get to the tough question, which is this defensive line good enough for them to get back to a conference championship? Craig? It was too tough of a question for him to answer, Stubb. I mean, he didn't want to go into a rant about Cleveland Farrell and Dorrance Armstrong. Nobody wants to talk about those guys. Let's see if we can get Craig back on the hotline here. I mean, look, Adam Peters will argue that they brought in guys that they think can do the job at edge rusher. I just know the fan base is a little upset. Craig, do they have a defensive line that can get to a conference championship game?
I mean, I think they do, because I think it's better than last year. And they got to the conference championship game last year. Now, does that mean that it's a strength? No. I definitely think that if the board falls differently, they're taking an edge rusher potentially in round one. Maybe not. I mean, they Adam Peters said that, you know, they were sweating the Connerly pick from the time that the Bears were on the clock at 10. And so if that's the case, maybe he truly was their best player on the board. But I think that they would have loved to come out with an edge in this. The way the board fell, it didn't really work that way. And they're going to have to make do. But if your back-end coverage is better, that allows you to do more stuff with pressure. I mean, Kane Medrano is a very, very interesting guy at that what was it, fifth or sixth round pick that they took him with. Super duper athlete who can probably play a little bit of edge and add some speed, but also can, you know, learn from Frankie and Bobby on how to blitz. He's also just ridiculous in coverage for, like, linebackers typically don't come into the NFL and you're like, oh, you can cover. That dude can cover in the NFL because he's a former receiver and he's been in space before, and he's a good enough athlete to run with guys. And so that could free up Frankie to be doing some different stuff and Bobby to do some different stuff. And so, yes, their edge rushers are not great in terms of pass rush, but I do think they'll also be, like, the guys they did bring back are pretty solid run defenders. Like, Dietrich Wise is a really good run defender. And so if it's him, if it's Dorrance Armstrong, if Cleveland Furl is now a backup instead of a starter, Jonte Jean-Baptiste takes a jump. And not to mention, there's guys that are still out there. Like, Za'Darius Smith is still out there. And I definitely think he's a name that they could look at to bolster this room in this post-draft segment of free agency. They could just be in better down and distances to get some pressure as well. You know, last year you're in a lot of third and twos because you gave up 6 yards running on first down.
Yeah,
don't do that. And now all of a sudden you're third and eight, and now you can pin your ears back and go. And so I think the defense is a better as a whole. The back end being better if Amos is good, and you know that Marshawn is a better version of Marshawn Lattimore. Like, that stuff will help your pass rush. And then hopefully year three of the project, you can go find a premier edge rusher, whether it's in the draft or free agency, to really take this defense to the next level.
Yeah, I don't think they're done yet in terms of acquiring edge rushers. Like you mentioned, there are guys still available. And I think Adam Peters would argue that a lot of, you know, the touchdowns we gave up last year were issues in the secondary. I mean, how many times did this team have a third and long and then, oh, it's pass interference, so they give up a first down? I mean, I think that Adam Peters would argue the secondary led to them giving up more points than, you know, 1,000 cuts of a running back destroying them.
No, definitely, too. I mean, there are how many times that they could have gotten off the field last year and, you know, right. Benjamin St. Juice, who's having a good game, decides now's the time to change that. And you're like, dude, Can you not do this on third and 10? Like, what are we doing? We're the holds or the hands to the face when he's not even involved in the play. I mean, the Forbes nightmare earlier in the year. And that's the thing. Like, the hole was so deep that Adam had to dig out of that there was just a dearth of talent in a lot of places, and they had to make choices. And they, I think, made what was a logical choice last year to not really address corner because it had been addressed in the previous draft. St. Juice fit a profile of player, long, rangy, good movement skills that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. had success with in the past. And then they were like, let's see if we can coach these guys up. And once they realized the answer was no, they go trade for Lattimore, and obviously they address it this year in the draft. So, you know, to think that they were going to get everything done in 1 year was ridiculous. They still made the NFC Championship game. 2 years actually was, I think, too much to ask. And now we're, you know, I think they're in a great place for this year. I think they'll be really competitive. But then can they get one more draft of really solid football players and address those final positions of need? And I think that then says, okay, the foundation is set for what we want this team to be for the Jaden Daniels era. Let's see how many of these guys pan out and are here for the entirety of it.
Craig, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate it.
You got it, Adam. Thanks, dude. See ya.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I want to challenge the listeners right now. Find me a game in which Washington lost because they couldn't stop the run. Week one last year, Evans goes off for 200 yards. Tampa Bay wins 37-20. Week six, we lose to Baltimore. Derrick Henry had a good game. Zay Flowers killed us with 132 yards. Three-game losing streak. Pittsburgh throws it deep to Mike Williams. Philadelphia wins 26-18 because A.J. Brown went nuts. And then Dallas won with a backup quarterback because we couldn't stop them at all. we lost games this year, yes, because we weren't great at stopping the run, more because of the explosive plays they gave up in the secondary. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll get back into the Commanders in a second here. Kyle Ronick from the Burgundy Zone podcast, who came on the show a few weeks ago, and he did correctly predict that Jalen Lane would be selected by the Washington Commanders. So we'll give him a chance to chime in about the draft coming up in about 15 minutes. But I want to take this time right now. I mean, there's so much going on in the sports world. We haven't mentioned the Caps and their win yesterday, the fantastic weekend that the Washington Nationals had with their 2 comeback wins on Friday and then on Sunday. But I've been watching NBA basketball. Let's go out on the fast break with AWOD, talking all things postseason hoops.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from 3.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So, Stubb, I need you to do me a favor here. There is usually a Sharpie in the building or one of those markers that will allow you to draw on our whiteboard. Write down, Adam, never trust the Milwaukee Bucks again. How did I make them a snake? 2 years in a row. They can't stay healthy. They're not good enough. Pacers win 129-103, and Damian Lillard suffers a torn left Achilles. I mean, just got to feel awful for him and for Bucks fans. He misses games late in March that knocks him out for the first 2 games of these playoff series here because he has deep vein thrombosis and a blood clot. He finally gets through the blood clot, plays in a game, and then his second game in, he goes down with a torn Achilles that will have him out for Game 5 of this series. It's all she wrote. Milwaukee's done. They're not coming back. And he might miss part of next season as well. Just an awful injury. I feel bad for Milwaukee fans and for Damian Lillard. I've been a fan of his for a long time, and I was really hoping he'd be healthy just so we could get a bit of a series here. But Pacers win 129-103. They're up 3-1 now. Celtics take a 3-1 commanding lead on the Magic, 107-98. Tatum returns with 37 points. So I think the only question for the Celtics in their postseason run is, can they be fully healthy when they get past the Eastern Conference first round, second round, and to the Eastern Conference Finals? How good was that Lakers-T-Wolves game? It was fantastic. It was down to the wire. Anthony Edwards was a man possessed all game long. 43 points to lead the T-Wolves to victory, 116-113. He was hitting everything. He was 5 of 10 from three-point range. Got to the free throw line, hit 14 of 17. 9 rebounds, 6 assists. And, oh, yeah, he also got a great game from his running man down low, Julius Randle, who had 25 points. And he hit 3 big threes in this game. And it was too much for the Lakers, who had 23 from Rui, 27 from LeBron, 38 from Luka Doncic. But it comes down to not Luka. They trapped him. Not LeBron. They doubled him. He kicks it to Austin Reeves in the corner at the buzzer. Off the back of the rim. No good. Lakers lose game 4. Minnesota with a commanding 3-1 series lead. Game 5 in L.A. But they're going to need to win 3 straight to advance out of the first round. So just a fantastic series between the T-Wolves and the Lakers. And it's just been a lot of fun to watch. Pistons, Knicks as well. And the NBA owes all of Detroit an apology. They got mugged. They got robbed at the end of the game there. It was obviously a foul on Josh Hart. A foul on a three-point shot that would have been given the Pistons 3 free throws to make 2 to win the game. Instead, no call. Knicks prevail. Controversial no call. Now they have a 3-1 series lead with the next game, Madison Square Garden, on Tuesday night. But tonight's games, you have Game 4 between the Cavs and the Heat, and Game 3 between the Rockets and the Warriors. And that Rockets-Warriors series has been the other must-watch series in this year's NBA postseason. The Rockets, the young Rockets, with a bunch of players you've probably never heard of unless you've been locked into the NBA. Alperen Sengun, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr., they have this fantastic season, win 52 games, and are the 2 seed. But you run into the Golden State Warriors and their last dance with Steph Curry. They made a trade for Jimmy Butler, and they still have Draymond Green. And without Jimmy Butler, who hurt his gluteus maximus stub falling on his rear end and had to have an MRI, he misses Game 3. Steph goes off for 30-plus, gets some help from Buddy Hield as well, and the Warriors win. So Warriors have a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 tonight at home. They can take a commanding 3-1 series lead on the 2-seed Houston Rockets if they can get a victory tonight. So massive game for the Warriors, 10 p.m. tonight on TNT. And we're all wondering if Jimmy Butler will return. The latest reports are that Jimmy Butler is questionable. But they just got a win without him 48 hours ago. So I feel like the Warriors, at home here, should be able to get a win if Jimmy Butler can maybe give them, a good 15 or 20 minutes. Now, I don't think you want to play him too much, but you want to get a few good minutes from him. So that's where we're at in the NBA postseason. NBA lottery. Monday, May 12th. It's going to be here before you know it. The Washington Wizards have 14% chance to win the lottery and get the number 1 overall pick. It is the biggest draft lottery in the nation's capital in 15 years. They've got to win this lottery. You're not getting a franchise-changing player, in my mind, at number 2 or at number 3. But at number 1, Cooper Flagg is what would make the Wizards relevant again. If you can envision a Washington Wizards team next year with Jordan Poole still as your point guard, Bob Carrington was your backup point guard, you got Bilal Coulibaly, the young Frenchman that you've drafted and developed. You drafted Keyshawn George and have developed him. You traded for A.J. Johnson and have developed him, and now Alexander Sarr with Vucevic still off the bench as well. So there's a lot to like about the young Washington Wizards group. And then you add the addition of Cooper Flagg. I think all of a sudden you go from losing games on purpose to trying to win games and maybe mess around and win 40-plus games with Cooper Flagg. That's how good he can be as a rookie in the NBA. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Tris tweets me, AWOD, are you ready for it? Wolves Thunder Western Conference Finals. I should not have picked against the T-Wolves 2 years in a row. And the Lakers, man, they're just going to keep letting me down. I am not a Lakers fan, but I'm supporting J.J. Redick. And so I want the Lakers to get to the finals. I also think, like, this is what the NBA needs after an awful regular season where I don't know why you would have any interest in watching a game in which it's 130 to 125 and there's 103-point shot between the two games combined. But the postseason has been entertaining. Games that are like 94 to 85, defensive battles where every possession matters. And then this is what the NBA wants. Lakers-Celtics. Give us Lakers-Celtics. You know what they don't want? Cavs versus T-Wolves. There's a chance that happens. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.